Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Have you heard about the story of Sandra Himmy? If you haven't, you're not alone. Sandra was a 20-year-old psychiatric patient when she was interrogated and convicted for the murder of Patricia Jeschke, despite no solid evidence linking her to the crime. Sandra didn't know the victim. There were no witnesses and no DNA evidence ever connected to her. Despite this, Sandra has been incarcerated for over 40 years. In January 2024, shocking new evidence connecting the crime to a St. Joseph police officer was brought to light. Evidence which could lead to Sandy's exoneration and would consequently make her the longest known wrongfully incarcerated woman in United States history. Join Ozark's true crime host, Anne Roderick Jones, as she returns to her home state of Missouri to cover this little known story. Through live courtroom reporting and in-depth interviews with medical experts, journalists, local residents, and lawyers, Anne and her team unravel the complicated web of police, judicial, and medical influences that led to Sandy's imprisonment. Subscribe to Ozark's True Crime, The Sandra Himmy Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
Edit audio.
This episode mentions violence and suicide. Take care while listening. It's January 16th, 2024, the first day of the evidentiary hearing for 63-year-old Sandra Himmy. I'm here in Chillicothe, Missouri to attend the hearing alongside our producers from Edit Audio. We're all a little nervous feeling this morning to attend a court hearing and to be so invested in this case.
Those are probably the lawyers.
Oh, that's...
So that might be Jane.
She is definitely...
Well, on the right, isn't that Sean O'Brien?
That's what I'll be.
The kitchen where we made our morning coffee had a tense energy about it. This morning's air was so crisp and cold, I could see my breath. As we walk up to the courthouse, I remember seeing it as a kid. The building, it was historic and pretty. It feels different now. Smaller.
Let's just go in and see, and if they're like, you can't come in yet, we'll come back out.
We've been through the security checkpoints, asked to show our identification, and we're sitting in the courtroom's wooden pews, not a whole lot different from those in my childhood churches. We weren't allowed to bring recording devices into the courthouse, so we've each got a pen and a notepad on our lap. And I forget that my handwriting is nearly impossible to read.
Stuff your pen! Stuff your pen!
Both
of you
have to go out. In my notebook!
On your notebook.
Sandra, or Sandy as everyone calls her, is here too. She's being represented by the Innocence Project in hopes that she can be set free. I'm looking at her lawyers, who have come from New York City and beyond to advocate on Sandy's behalf, and know that I can soon talk with them on the record. 43 years ago, in November of 1980, Sandra was 20 years old and struggling with mental illness. She was found guilty for the murder of Patricia Jetschke, a 31-year-old Missouri woman and library bookkeeper. There was no solid evidence tying her to the case, though. Sandra didn't know Patricia, and no witnesses or DNA evidence ever connected her to the crime. When I started to research, I became more and more intrigued by this story. And then I started digging, poring over court documents, some of them over 250 pages long. And the more I would dig, the more frustrated I felt, and frankly, the more dumbfounded. At the time of her arrest, Sandra was a patient at the St. Joseph State Hospital's psychiatric ward, receiving treatment for hallucinations, derealization, and drug misuse. In fact, Sandy spent her entire life moving in and out of institutionalized care. During the court proceedings, she was given false information from her legal counsel, and she had undergone multiple police interrogations, one of which she was so heavily medicated that she was unable to even hold her head up and was restrained and strapped to a chair. Picturing this made me feel sick and just so sad. And the more I learned about the case, I realized that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Something just never sat right. And again, I told you about how many horrible murders we've had. I've seen a hell of a lot of dead bodies, a lot of horrible murders, a lot of murder cases. I don't have this feeling about any of the others. But for 40 years, I've wondered about this.
How did this woman, while under the care of medical professionals, get dragged into a murder investigation and sentenced for 50 years without a single piece of evidence tying her to the crime? How did our justice system allow it? This is a story about Sandra Hemme, a woman who has been in prison for over four decades and who now has the chance to finally get out. This season, we'll be bringing you details from Sandy's trial at the Livingston County Courthouse. But before we get into what's happening today, we need to lay out how we got here. On November 12th of 1980, Patricia Jetschke was found dead in her apartment. She was just 31 years old. Her obituary shows a photo of her in a pressed shirt and vest, a pair of slacks. Her thick, dark brown hair hung straight below her shoulders. Her face looked full and smiling, and her arms were placed demurely on her crossed legs. Patricia hadn't shown up for work at the library that morning, and her boss, Dorothy Elliott, became concerned. It wasn't like Patricia to be late. Dorothy tried to call Patricia's home multiple times. Remember, this was before everyone had a cell phone. And there was no answer. She went to her duplex shortly before noon. Patricia's car was there, but the door was locked. So Dorothy then called Patricia's mother, who broke a window to enter and found her daughter inside, no longer alive. According to the police report, law enforcement received a call to Patricia's address at 5201 North Riverside Drive, Apartment 1, around 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It was Patricia's mom reporting that her daughter was dead. Patricia's body was found on the bedroom floor beside the bed. She had an object around her neck, a pillow over her face, and her hands were behind her back. According to the autopsy, Patricia died from strangulation. And according to a report written by the chief of police of St. Joseph, a hair that was not Patricia's was found at the scene. An article from a 1980 newspaper said that there were no signs of forced entry into Patricia's home. The article also said that police were working 24 hours a day, but that there were no suspects at this time. A week goes by and no one is charged.
Would you like a cup of coffee? Oh, you take it black?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
In 1980, Rick Hardigan was a journalist at a TV station in St. Joseph called KQTV. He covered Patricia's case when it first happened. He visited us one morning before the trial for a cup of coffee and to tell us about one of his first times reporting on a homicide. Rick, how did you first get involved in the case?
Well, murder cases were kind of new to me. At the time, I'd been a sports editor, so this was something a little bit different. It was a grisly scene. It was new to me. Back in the day, it's kind of hard to imagine now when you watch the NCIS shows and things. But a reporter like myself, went into the crime scene and talked to the detectives as they worked the scenes, and so we were very hands on. It was a pretty unique, new experience, and I was able to watch firsthand how scenes were processed and things like that. This case.
What was that like walking into that scene when it was something you hadn't done before?
Well, I'm glad that I was about 24 years old. I think that tempered things a little bit. Probably would be more emotional now, but it took some getting used to.
Can you kind of describe what St. Joe was like during that time and maybe how it was different than it is today?
In 1980, St. Joseph was transitioning out of a large meat processing centers and more blue-collar factory-type jobs. A lot of those were leaving. Businesses had consolidated. Unemployment was relatively high. The community has never been a wealthy or affluent community. The population really began to stagnate, and then through the early to mid-80s, the population started to decline as those industries and manufacturing would shut down. We had a Mead paper mill that closed, and you know, there's 700 jobs here. Quaker Oats closed, another 500 jobs. So the economy was pretty depressed. 1978 kind of kicked off about maybe 6 to 8 year period of some of the most horrendous, vicious murders in the history of the city. They were just unbelievably violent crimes, and there's not been a repeat like that since. So we were seeing just some horrific crimes. You hear a lot of things where you say community lost its innocence. That might have been something that happened to St. Joseph back then. You've got a sleepy Midwestern community. Nobody locks the doors, all that. Mom and apple pie, and I think the really opened some eyes, and people began to look at the world maybe a little differently in St. Joseph.
Now let's get back to Sandra Hemme, or Sandy as she's known. You'll hear us use both names for her. At the time of Patricia's murder, Sandra was 20 years old, 11 years younger than Patricia. She was under psychiatric care at the St. Joseph State Hospital after experiencing hallucinations. On November 28, 1980, about 2 weeks after Patricia's body was found, law enforcement visited Sandy at St. Joseph State Hospital. According to court documents, one of the officers, Stephen Fuston, found that Sandra was mentioned in a report about an unrelated disturbance. She was being taken in on a felony charge for attempting to use a knife on an officer. To listen to the full episode, subscribe to Ozark's True Crime, The Sandra Hemme Story, wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.